Good morning, everyone. This is Diane Lowe with Random Ramblings, and today I have the distinct pleasure and honor of interviewing Teresa and Tim Vanderswag. And for those of you who don't know, Tim was the farmer that was in an accident this past December when he met up with the PTO, which is a very horrendous, deadly... He met up with the PTO... which was running. And for those of you who do not know what a PTO is, it is a power-driven shaft that spins around and around and around, which will allow a manure spreader to spread the manure or a wagon to move the feed forward or for many, many, many things. But for a farmer, it's one of our biggest enemies or whatever you want to call it. We have to be extremely careful. And Tim slipped and fell and got caught into this PTO and had a life-threatening injuries, many, that happened to him. And I have the distinct pleasure of talking to him and his wife about the accident and what has happened since then. So I'd like for you to welcome Tim and Teresa. Tim, first of all, can you tell me what the injuries were concerning this whole accident?
Well, thanks for having us on. We appreciate it. The injuries were very unique, as all the injuries were to the left side of my body only.
Okay.
To start off, I was scalped near the top of my head and had a large portion of skin and hair removed right off the top of my head. Very thankful that we were able to reconnect that with staples and stitches. As we were going down, I had four fractured ribs. I had a split spleen, where a portion of my spleen that had been damaged years ago had re-split open. I had four fractures on the vertebrae in my back on C4 and C5. I had a dislocated hip, which and was really my hip socket came out, and therefore I had also broken my femur right by my hip. Going downward, I had a crushed ankle, which at first when you looked at it, you did not see any external injuries, but it was all internal, a crushed internal ankle. On the outside of my body, I had a lot of scrapes and bruises. My left hand had a lot of damage done to it, as in deep cuts and lacerations.
Okay. When this happened, from my understanding, you slipped and fell, and your clothing got caught, and you ended up basically having all your clothing ripped off. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had been working outside that day, had been spreading manure, and we had been butchering cows that day. So I had been outside a large portion of the day. December 7, if you look back, was a very cold day.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the day, at about 4:30 when this happened, I was very cold. As much winter clothes as you have on, especially driving a tractor without a cab, you get cold after a while. So what we believe what happened was a portion of my Carhartt pants got hooked in the PTO. I should not have been as close to the running PTO as I was, but I had slipped into it after stepping on a corn stalk, and we believe the pocket of my Carhartt pants got hooked in the shaft.
Okay. I was talking to my sons about this interview, and they had some questions, too. When this happened, did you immediately realize, you know, the severity of what this is going to be? Did you think you were going to get out?
I was petrified. I knew exactly once I felt the pull on my waist that the PTO had somehow hooked onto me. And I tried to hold on as the thing was tightening up on my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, I had the tractor running at a very low RPM.
Oh, okay.
What I was just trying to do is, this was the last load of the day, and I wanted to make sure the spreader was cleaned off
right
before I put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in winter, you don't want it freezing all up.
Yep.
Something I had done for 20-plus years.
Right.
So I'm thankful to God that the PTO is running at a very slow speed. But as soon as it hooked me, I knew I was in trouble.
Did you lose consciousness at all?
No. I was able to go through this whole thing in a sometimes not good way of remembering everything that had happened to me.
Right. But then somehow, you know how they say somehow, you were released from this PTO.
Yes.
And is there any explanation of that other than God?
Well, first of all, God has been with us through the whole thing. But I believe I went through it about 2 to 3 times.
You actually went around?
Around with the PTO shaft.
Okay.
And that's where I believe my right part of my body was very close to the shaft, but my left part of my body was literally just being banged up against everything on the manure spreader, the framing, and that. And that's why you see all the damage on my left side and
right.
Nothing on my right side.
Coming up next week, we'll play you part two of that full story. We really want to give this a full look. It was the story that made national news, and we'll bring that to you. Coming up next week, once again, the interview with Diane Lowe, Random Ramblings. Once again, this time brought to you, as it always is, by Farm Bureau Insurance, Mark Hopp Agency.